Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant heads. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel has become a great friend of ours over the last dozen years or so, and he is one of my mentors. I've told you that before, and he was a mentor of mine before he even knew who I was. I was reading his stuff and following him and learning so much from him. He's one of the top futurists in the world today, and he's the author of a number of books and a number of films. My favorite is still Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy to be there.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for hanging out with us. So, folks, Joel always brings us interesting things that are coming at us from the future. And, Joel, we've got a couple of technology things here going on. One of them is this Hyperloop SpaceX pod. This is like a you climb into a little egg and it shoots you at warp speed somewhere. Is that what that is?
Kind of. It's a tube. You get shot down a tube that they suck most of the air out, so there's not the friction that you get from the air.
Yeah.
So it allows the craft inside the tube to run at about 700 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's the goal. And what's been interesting about this is Elon Musk is behind it. You know, he's behind so many things these days.
Yeah.
And this is in its fourth iteration, four generations right now. And there's a team out of Germany. Technical University of Germany, who's won it multiple times, and their little system, they hit a top speed of 288 miles per hour in a one-mile tube.
Wow.
So what we've got going is that, it started at 100 miles an hour. We're up to 300. The goal is 700.
Wow.
But here's a question I want to ask you, Jim, because it's really fascinating. What do you think about Elon Musk setting this up as a contest?
Well, I think it's a great idea. Because it's really a 21st century contest because it's opening it up to diversity, to different ideas. I mean, it's very smart because a lot of people think he's an egomaniac, but when you open up something like this to a contest, that proves that he wants to get the best. He wants to make it whatever's the best. And I think it's a great idea and pretty exciting.
I do, too. And I think it's an interesting angle, and not a variation, but an angle on the marketplace. In this case, the marketplace is very public and very, anybody who wants can go to the contest where they're testing the things and watch. And all the results are shared widely around the world. And I think this is a new way to get innovations moving. And as you said, engage a diverse range of people. Anybody who wanted to could enter this.
Well, not only that, but this is perfectly a perfect example of your paradigm education you've been giving us. If you open it up to the world, then you're saying we're going to do this without paradigms. We're not going to allow some incestuous R&D department of some company. We're not going to give them a commission or a contract to do this where they've got their own paradigms. We're going to open it up to the world.
Yeah. No, I think that's really true. And it allows any paradigm to be tested on this because it's a contest. So you've got a different way of sucking out the air.
Right.
Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Although, as exciting as it is, I'm not sure I'm going to want to climb in there, by the way. And, of course, this is to carry a number of people. Like it could replace a train or an airplane. Could replace air travel, for example, and could get rid of the carbon part of it. All right, so another thing I want to get in here, part of this discussion is to talk about the China's heat-resistant material for hypersonic aircraft. Like the shields that they put on the shuttles, the heat resistance materials, That's a new development too, isn't it?
It is, and the thing that's so amazing about it is it will it'll operate at 3,000 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Not Fahrenheit. So I ran it through my little computer
really...
at 5,400 degrees. It will operate continuously multiple hours at that temperature without losing its strength or its malleability.
Is this a material? Is this a material or a system?
It's a material.
Yeah. And all of a sudden
you ask yourself, what places do you need 5,400 degree materials that's enduring? It doesn't burn up, because the space shuttle stuff. Basically, it's ablative, and it burns off. This doesn't burn off.
Is it solid material? It's not in tiles. That's one of the problems I've always had with NASA stuff. They're tiles that come, as we know, they come off and they kill people when they come off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So new stuff, folks, coming at
us. Doesn't sound like. Yep.
New stuff coming at us. So that Hyperloop thing, that's going to be something I'm sure we'll be tracking. 20-Tail, right back with Joe Barker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.